This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We're going to have a quick conversation with Chef Alex in a bit, who's setting up. Chef, you just take a seat. Let's have a conversation because we're going to run out of time in a bit. Take a seat there. And Chef Alex Madidzi of Chefs and Guests, a private company that offers the experience of bringing people together over the love of fine food, a unique culinary experience, bringing you restaurant quality food and services directly into the comfort of your own home. Good morning, Chef.
Morning.
Are you good?
I'm doing quite well in yourself.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Tell us a little bit about you've been doing this for 13 years?
Yes, I've been trained in Krugersdorp 13 years back. And I've been a chef, so I'm a well-trained chef.
Mm.
Yes.
What attracted you into the world of food, into the world of cooking?
My grandmother.
Mm.
You know, when you have a grandmother who can cook, a grandmother who can bake, so she's the one who inspired me to be a cook.
Mm.
Yes.
And I mean, naturally, when you look into the career of culinary career in that, it's something that traditionally was never really popular with men, black men for that matter. But we're seeing now it opening up to a lot of people. Jeez, what did you boil? Something smells so good. Something smells so good. Like it's got that garlicky herb flavor kind of a vibe. Sure.
So there's I say mushroom, graduated from private high school.
Wow.
So those are the mushrooms. So.
Oh, are those? Wow.
Those are mushrooms. So.
Shiitake mushrooms. No, it's not. Shiitake is that big black one.
Yeah, the big one.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we digress. You were still telling me about your inspiration and influence when it comes to food.
Yeah. Yes. Mostly we know like. Kitchen. But you know, when you come into the world of culinary, those halls are breaking up, and you have guys who are determined to cook good food. And if you check the team of chef guests, most are guys.
Mm.
So we are here with great experience, great food. I mean, when you come to your home, this is the smell that you smell all the time.
Yeah. Yes. So how does it work? So do you literally come to my place as a private chef, set up and cook for me at my house?
Yes.
Yano naga hot plate lo roberga yang
maditsi. Agere yano sanso inform me in advance.
Oh, then you'll bring your
own stuff. That I have this and that.
Mm.
Mostly the things that you have discovered is most people, they don't have place that the chefs wants to use.
Mm.
And we have to discuss with you that, can I bring this place or do you have this place? Can I bring this fork or do you have that fork?
Because plating is very important. Eh?
Plating is very important.
Guys,
because most
you can never stress it enough. Don't judge me. Don't
yeah.
Me. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
If you remember, people eat first with their eyes.
Mm.
The presentation is the one that hooks people to come and eat.
So how long have you as a chef and guest been in operation?
Chef and Guest is being since 2018.
Mm.
Myself, I just joined them recently, but I was trying to join them in 2019 before COVID. Because myself, I was just a sous chef in Underclub.
Mm.
So it's where I was based. So I wanted to just to have that experience where you interact with people and people enjoy the food.
Mm.
Yes.
Do you have specialties in terms of your cooking?
Myself, I work all over the kitchen.
Mm.
I'm not saying I'm pastry chef. I'm not saying like I'm a cook or everything.
So I specialize.
I get specialized. But what I did is, in my way of being a chef, I've trained in all the area of the kitchen. I can do pastry. I can cook. I can clean dishes. Everything, yes.
We are in conversation with Chef Alex Madidzi of Chefs and Guests. So In terms of just bringing the experience, as you say, of fine food dining, how diverse then do you go? I mean, can I say, and then you'll be able to do that for me?
Yeah. What happened is on Chef and Guest, we have 5 menus where you choose. So there's menu 1, menu 2, menu 3, menu 4, menu 5, where you choose fine dining. But if you want to go out of it, that is a conversation between the customer and myself as a chef. And you'll be telling me the specific things that you'll be needing. Because remember, we have to source those things. If they are around, then we can get them. If they're overseas, then we have to make a plan.
Mm.
But mostly is the menus. I have 5 menus. On Chef and
Also, there are 5 set menus that you can choose from. Yes. So if you want something out of that, then it's the conversation that,
Like, for example, I cook for Nozipho Langa.
Mm.
So she chose a menu 4 where there's a seafood. So I call it seafood feast.
Mm.
But she said, no, my husband, it was her husband's birthday.
Mm.
And she said, no, can we bring some lamb chops? So I went and got lamb chops.
Oh, I see.
Then she didn't want fish, so it's how
also
far
you,
we can
it,
go.
It's not cast in stone. So what are some of the? I can imagine people naturally would have different things. Like one of the weird or surprising requests that you've had as a chef.
Not recently.
Nothing as yet.
You haven't
cooked for me yet.
Yes. But you can invite us and you have that experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in terms of, you said it's a group of chefs.
Yes.
So when you are invited or you get a gig to go and cook at a place, is it one chef, one goes there, or a group? How does it work?
So if like we mention on the menu.
Mm.
So if it's like more than 6 people, normally I bring my own assistant chef.
Mm.
So the one who will be assisting me, because it's the full service thingy where we'll serve you wine, serve you food and everything. So normally if it's above 6 people, then normally I recommend that I have my own personal assistant. Then the chefs on the chef on their platform also. They do the
so
same.
How big do you go in terms of numbers? I mean, can I ask you to come and cook for a Christmas dinner where there's like different 20 people, cousins and uncles and all those other?
Yes, recently I had an inquiry to come and cook for 100 people. So it will be in Joburg.
Killing y'all almost It's not a private event.
So they just requested my number 2 menu where we do sea bass and some stuff there.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but I've only done 10 people for now.
Okay. Which I think it's a manageable number.
Yes.
David Seleka on Twitter, Armonim Brake, you have my homie there, Chef Alex from Mount Mudimul Brigade. So keep those messages coming through. So what you were talking to us about, we're not going to let soap of element.
It's not soap.
Alex would little soap of
So this is just an experience of a lifetime. So I don't know if I can prepare them.
No, it's fine. Tell us what is that?
So we have for cauliflower puree. So we have for red pepper coulis. We have some marinated tomatoes.
Also, not only tlhakantsha wa di.
So I was just going to play them, then present them to you guys.
Okay, you have 30 minutes.
30 minutes to do that.
No, there's enough time. Don't worry. But before we do that, because we're going to move on to our next guest as you go and prepare something for us, where do people get you? How do people get in touch and find out a little bit more about what you guys do as Chef and Guests?
So Chef and Guests has a website. So you just go and on the website, then you get different chefs. Then where you just pick the menu that you like and the chef that you like. So you just go to www.chefandget.co.za.
All right, fantastic stuff. Yes. Check them out. That's Chef Alex Madizi hanging out with us. We're going to be sampling some of his food as we have our conversation with Matema Gavu, and then we'll tell you what those mushrooms taste like. They smell good for now, you know, but, you know, Ntombi and I will be using our taste buds to decide if those mushrooms are worth having for breakfast. Keep those messages coming through on Twitter. Otherwise, we'll take your calls on 0861-987-000.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.